What we're seeing today with these repeated 25% premium hikes is going to be small potatoes compared to what happens in 2010 and 2011 if we continue business as usual. We give an opportunity for this country to create a stronger, better, more effective system, and a guarantee that this time, unlike 1993 and 1994, this time the American people would be able to hold their elected officials accountable.
I want to pay tribute to my colleague for, coming up with this idea, and I'm here to support him very strongly so we can get this done. It may be something that in the end doesn't please either of us, but at least it'll be something to push this process along.
We are here to really build on the grassroots involvement that we're seeing across this country during coverage for the Uninsured Week. Across this country, Americans are now going to talk about securing health care coverage for 41 million people who go to bed each night with little or no access to health care. And what Chairman Hatch and I are here to do is to encourage more of what we're seeing this week. And specifically, we'd like to do that by building, with our bipartisan legislation, a fresh, different approach that we believe can break more than a half century of gridlock on health care in our country. Like the advocates that are around the country making the case to expand coverage for the uninsured, Senator Hatch and I believe that public involvement followed by political accountability is the key to creating a health care system that works for everyone. For six decades now, Washington has treated the road to health care reform like a one-way street. Health plans get conceived by politicians in the nation's capital, and then they get handed down to the American people by way of special interest groups who rip them into tiny, useless pieces in the process. We believe we've got a bipartisan approach that can change that. So the bill begins by allowing Americans online and in communities across the country to make clear what kind of services they want and who ought to pay. A Citizens Healthcare Working Group is in place to help people get involved and make informed choices through those two kinds of opportunities, online and in community meetings. And just so we're clear, this working group that we're talking about is not some kind of garden variety Washington, D.C. commission. It's not going to be a group of political officials sitting around calling the shots. What it is, though, is a conduit for the public's preferences. It's a new approach that will let citizens drive the health reform debate and then force congressional accountability with votes in the Congress.